About 24 local law enforcement departments have used the Department of Defense program to get dump truck-sized armored vehicles.
It's just another tool in the toolbox. Well, granted, it's a little bit of an odd tool.
That's St. Croix County Sheriff John Schiltz. He has an MRAP, short for Mine Resistant Ambush Protected Vehicle, a three-axle, six-wheeled mobile shield. As a former tactical officer, he says it's needed when shots are being fired. Superior Police Chief Chuck Legesse has never had to use his armored car, but he's ready if the situation is dangerous.
If there wasn't an enhanced threat, the most we do is bring it up and leave it in reserve. If we are facing a situation, as we see in Ferguson, where there has been shots fired and Molotov cocktails thrown and bricks and those sort of items thrown, having something that is capable of taking those impacts and not being destroyed or injuring those inside, it would be in closer proximity.
Madison Police Chief Mike Koval changed the name of his MRAP to a less military-sounding armored rescue vehicle.
Oh, it certainly cuts against the image that we would like to have in terms of community policing. It's sort of counterintuitive that we're trying to get closer to the people we serve, win the hearts and minds, and we're going to roll up in what is a pseudo tank? Yes, you're right. It's sort of incongruent with what you're trying to get on message with. And I recognize that that's a gap that has to be bridged.
None has used their armored vehicle except Sheriff Schiltz says they loaned theirs to a neighboring county. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.